brought to you by Burr and Foreman, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for Results Matter Radio, where we bring you pertinent business information and offer real-life solutions to help drive desired results for you, whatever your business may be. Now, here are your hosts, Elizabeth Gordon and Lee Cantor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Results Matter. I'm Elizabeth Gordon, and Lee Cantor is my wonderful co-host today. How are you doing over there, Lee?
I am doing well. I'm excited about the show. It's an important topic.
Yes. Today we are talking about the Better Buildings Challenge and what some of the pioneer business people in Atlanta are working on as far as really embracing the concept. So two fabulous guests with me in the studio today. I've got Lauren Dufort with Central Atlanta Progress. Lauren's sustainability expertise has come from over 5 years of promoting and improving sustainability efforts in her professional endeavors. During her time employed at Cousins Properties, Lauren specialized in researching sustainability opportunities and applying various U.S. GBC LEED rating systems to multiple property types, including retail, industrial, and multifamily properties. So we are looking forward to Lauren's perspective. And also, we've got Jeffrey Portman Sr., who is the president and chief operating officer of AMC Inc., which is the world's largest trade mart and trade show organization and parent company of America's Mart Atlanta, the nation's largest home sale retail gift apparel marketplace. And also with us in the studio today is Scott Hitch with Burr Foreman. You all are our guests on this fantastic and very timely topic of the Better Buildings Challenge. And Lauren, I would like to start with you to give us a little of the background here on Central Atlanta Progress's downtown Green Source program and how that fits in with the Better Buildings Challenge.
Sure. So just a real quick background about Central Atlanta Progress. We were founded in 1941, and it's a private nonprofit community development organization that provides leadership programs and services to preserve and strengthen the economic vitality of downtown. We have a board of directors that consists of many of downtown's top business leaders, and CAP is funded through the investment of those business leaders. We also, in 1995, founded the Atlanta Downtown Improvement District, and that's also a public-private partnership that strives to create a livable environment for downtown Atlanta. As part of our initiatives, ongoing initiatives for sustainability, we created the Downtown Green Source Program to essentially support the goals of the city of Atlanta to make Atlanta a top-tier sustainable city, and we focus on the downtown neighborhood, so we want to do whatever we can downtown to meet those goals.
What are some of the initiatives that you guys have been working on?
Well, we have the Atlanta Better Buildings Challenge, which is our major initiative, which we'll get into in more detail. We also work in partnership with ARC and the Clean Air Campaign to promote sustainable transportation options. And that's anything from riding MARTA to riding your bike to walking to work. And we also are developing programs in the waste management area, the water conservation area, carbon emissions reduction, land use planning, and economic development and green jobs.
And why is the public-private partnership such an important aspect to the success of these initiatives?
Well, it's important to get everybody behind the same goal. And, sometimes the private sector has resources that the public sector doesn't and vice versa. So it just takes a village to get these things done.
Now, what's some of the current Better Buildings Challenge initiatives that CAP is involved in?
Well, in general, the Better Buildings Challenge is a new initiative that Atlanta has signed on to take on, and Central Atlanta Progress is one of the founding partners of that initiative. Back in June of last year, Mayor Reed went to the Clinton Global Initiative Summit in Chicago, where the Better Buildings Initiative was launched by President Obama, and he raised Atlanta's hand for the program, and he wanted us to be one of the three pilot cities. So he came back to Atlanta and came to A.J. Robinson and said, okay, guys, how do we get this done? So that's how CAP became involved.
Now, it's hinging on the nationwide effort to create better buildings and, really an effort nationwide to create greater sustainability in our commercial and industrial landscape. in Atlanta, there are currently over 32 million square feet of building space that is committed to the Atlanta Better Buildings Challenge. Why did we want to start focused on the downtown aspect of the landscape?
Well, without sounding biased, I think downtown is the best place to start. We've got a great amount of municipal properties. We've also got great landmark buildings like America's Mart and the World Congress Center and various other visible properties for Atlanta. So it was kind of a natural place to start.
And what are the long-term goals for the program?
The long-term goals of the program are, you know, there's many different ones. They're, you know, essentially economic development for Atlanta and for Georgia is number one, and that includes job creation and getting those people back to work that may have lost their jobs in the, you know, real estate downturn. Now we want them to focus on the existing buildings and making them better. There's also, you know, we want to have Atlanta to be recognized as a top-tier sustainable city. I know that's a major goal of Mayor Reed, and we're currently ranked number 3 in the number of ENERGY STAR rated buildings we have out of the whole country. So we want to build on this momentum and make Atlanta a number 1 sustainable city.
And what kind of results can we expect to see from a program like this? I mean, both at the property level as well as the city level and the national level.
Well, in the short term, we can see at the property level, hopefully we can see some decreases in energy bills and also just buildings that run more efficiently and that are more comfortable for their occupants. In the long term, we want to have more jobs here in Atlanta. And we also, you know, want to be recognized, like I said, as one of the places you should come if you want a green job and you want to live in a green city.
Are you seeing that the building owners and the people managing the buildings are embracing this?
Absolutely. I think, you know, I've heard a couple of times that, you know, they want to get behind something and they want to do all these great things. And the Better Buildings Challenge is the thing that they can, the avenue that they can use to achieve the goals that they've been thinking about pursuing. So
let's bring Jeffrey Portman into the conversation. Jeff, you're the President and Chief Operating Officer of America's Mart Atlanta and AMC Inc. You guys were an early champion of Atlanta's bid to win the Better Buildings Challenge. Is America's Mart's participation part of some broader sustainability strategy?
Absolutely. You know, we, as occupying 7 million square feet in downtown Atlanta, and hosting several shows throughout the year, those that exist in the home, gift, and apparel businesses, we about 10 years ago adopted or needed to adopt some sort of sustainability recycling program. And we asked the folks at Green Planet to come in and help us. Laura Seidel, I think, was initially the one that came in and helped us try to get our arms around tremendous tons and tons of cardboard. If you can imagine, when you've got 7 million square feet filled with furniture being delivered in and out, there are a
yes.
tremendous amount of...
I'm sure. It's like a cardboard box factory in there with all the deliveries you guys take. So there was obviously a need for adopting a very sustainable strategy, it sounds like.
Absolutely. And we spent the last 10 years doing that, and we, in 2009, we joined the United States Green Building Council, and we've had several different audits during the last 10 years to help us get our arms around the square footage, because one of the big challenges for us is that, you know, about half of our square footage was built from 1959-60 to 1979, so you're dealing with older buildings that aren't as easily retrofitted or retrofittable, if that's a word, than some of the more current buildings today.
Right. Since the company, I mean, you've had that infrastructure for so long, I'm sure it's now difficult to look at, well, how can we progress into the future? But you've made tremendous progress. So let's talk about what some of the progress that America's Mart has made in your sustainability mission. Can you share any of the results with us?
Sure. We've reduced our electrical consumption by about 18% across our entire campus, with some individual properties experiencing as much as 34%. And some of the newer ones are, of course, 2 West Wing, which we just opened in 2008. And 2 West Wing, actually, we're pursuing a LEED certification there and working hard to try to get that accomplished. But all of that equals about 13.7 million kilowatts or $1.4 million in avoided cost over a 10-year period. But what's intriguing about that is that it also results in 9,826 tons of CO2 emissions avoided by Georgia Power in their production process, or taking 1,879 cars on average off the road a year. And all of this was, and the key thing is, all of this was achieved despite the growing cost of electrical power, which increased 72% during that time. So, you know, we generate 215 tons of cardboard, which is baled on site and recycled. And we've also set up a separate wet trash from recyclable items such as plastic, glass, aluminum, and paper. So we're busy trying to get all of that put together and try to save our environment and contribute how we can to improving our environment.
So you've seen business results as well as a sustainability impact through embracing these initiatives. That sounds like you've built a solid sustainability foundation with some really impressive results. What's next for you guys?
Well, I think, you know, we would like to see the Better Buildings Challenge continue to expand throughout the community. And certainly as technology and other things that are available to us improve, we certainly want to get those implemented. And I know that there are, you know, some programs out there from a lending perspective that if you qualify, you can get some very, very advantageous loans to help the building owner make these changes, whether it be in lighting controls and systems, all the way to the light bulbs themselves. And any payment due would be the payment, the delta between what you would have paid versus what you are now paying. And so there are some companies out there that are looking at this as a partnering opportunity that I think will make it available to even the small business owner that maybe doesn't have the capital available that some of the larger companies might.
Now, AmericaSmart has been a driving force in downtown Atlanta for more than 51 years now. Does your participation in the Better Buildings Challenge have some relevance to a larger master plan for continued growth?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of folks don't know, but, you know, when we built in 1961, we opened what was called the Atlanta Merchandise Mart, which is right across from the Capital City Country Club at the corner of John Portman Boulevard and Peachtree Street. It was 1 million square feet at the time. And in 1961, 1 million square feet was a lot of square footage.
Well, I think it still is today, Jeff.
And ironically, we were immensely successful in bringing buyer and seller together, retailers and exhibitors, those who make products and then sell those to the retailers. But we realized that, wow, well, there was no place for them really to stay. And so our chairman and founder, John C. Portman Jr., created this sort of holistic approach to designing more than 21 buildings downtown and then ultimately building them, many of which are hotels built around the campus of AmericaSmart, so that the buyer visiting Atlanta from every single U.S. state and over 81 different countries globally could have an experience that was convenient, easy, and efficient. And that kind of experience you can't find anywhere else in the country or anywhere else in the world that is set up like this. We've got over 12,000 hotel rooms within 6 blocks.
Right, and AmericaSmart is right in the center of what's become a very bustling conference business.
Yes.
We do trade shows here all the time, and the fact that you're sitting right in the middle of all those hotels, you all were very visionary in how you saw the potential for downtown Atlanta. Now, the Better Buildings Challenge has set an overall 20% reduction goal for energy and water consumption by 2020. Does that metric align with your master plan?
Absolutely. And we will meet and beat that goal. Remember, you know, one of the benefits of having friends like Laura Seidel and Rutherford Seidel, both of which are hugely committed to this effort in Atlanta as our citizens and our community friends, you know, they've had a tremendous influence on all of us in many, many ways. And so with that kind of leadership that sort of set the bar pretty high several years ago, we've been working really hard to continue to do audits on an annual basis. And because we own a show called Light Fair International, and I don't mean for this to sound like a commercial, but it's a show that alternates between the East and West Coast. It's the largest lighting, industrial lighting show in the world. And what's fascinating about it is we're able to see what is happening on the forefront of lighting and controls of lighting. And right now we're all experiencing some CFLs that we have in our homes. You're now seeing the LEDs come in. And because of our relationship with Lightfair, we've learned a lot just by managing and running that show. So we benefited from that in the process as well. So we hope to beat and achieve the goal, and hopefully we can help some folks along the way in our community.
Nice. I'm sure you find out about a lot of cutting-edge stuff that way.
Absolutely.
What a fun benefit. Now, if the Better Buildings Challenge were a published initiative in your corporate business plan, under what chapter would we find it?
Obviously, the community stewardship program and quality of life. And that's really three things which I think we as a company have done over the years, whether it be helping the city buy the King Papers, investing wisely into the city, trying to build as many hotels as we could to accommodate not only our business, but the business of the Georgia World Congress Center and all of the dollars that brings into the city. And when you think about just what we do without the Georgia World Congress Center, that's over $550 million a year, or equal to two Democratic National Conventions. So, you know, that's just our two major shows. So we're always giving back to the city and working with all of the folks in the city to try to make the city a better place.
Well, and you've done a wonderful job, and we're pleased to have America Smart as a big part of the center of downtown Atlanta. Thanks for joining us today, Jeff. I want to now talk a little bit with Scott Hitch, who is our attorney with Performin. Scott, there's a lot of legal aspects when you think about retrofitting some of these big buildings, participating in a challenge like the Better Buildings Challenge. Why is sustainability an important part of Performin's legal practice?
Sure. Well, it's important for our clients in a number of ways. We are seeing the trend of retrofitting existing buildings as an alternative to new construction, for example, in the real estate market. That's a trend that has been true for the last several years. Going back a few years, sustainability, there were a number of national and local initiatives from the local governments that were seeking to impose new building standards. Atlanta had one that was drafted and on the books, and it hit about the same time the recession hit. And collectively, it was decided that was sort of a bad idea to put a whole new layer of regulation on developers. So it's encouraging that these types of ground-up initiatives have been coming along. Where we get involved on sort of the nitty-gritty day-to-day work is in working out the contracts between the construction folks, the landlord-tenant relationships, those sorts of things. And there's another layer of complexity when you talk about sustainability above just sort of the baseline everyday relationship between parties. And the way I look at it is sustainability is a lofty goal that typically everybody is excited about. So it's easy to get crosswise by not paying attention to the details. And that's where we get involved, is making sure that the goals are aligned, that the contracts that govern the relationships say what they're supposed to say, and benchmarks aren't promised that can't be met.
Well, that's definitely the time to bring in the lawyers, is when there's a lot in the details of those contracts.
Always look,
right?
look at it as if it's going to go horribly wrong, and how would you unwind it at the end of the day?
What are some of the challenges that you've worked on with your clients as they look at adopting sustainability as a business philosophy, as part of what they're doing, but also making sure that they're taking care of all the necessary details?
A good example is, at least early on when this was sort of cowboy world, there would be contracts, for example, that we, as the landlord, promise that your productivity is going to go up because our indoor air quality is better. Well, that's hard to measure. And when people get sick, there could be claims arising out of that. My favorite example is a university library that was going for a LEED retrofit, and they installed some open air windows at the top floor, which did two things. One, there was great airflow in there, so all the books got moldy. And two, it became a roosting site for pigeons, and so there was a lot of that going on. So, again, it was a good intention, probably not dealt with effectively. And again, that's several years back. I think people are getting smarter about what they do now.
Now, sustainability seems to be something that everyone's for. Like, no one wants less sustainability, I wouldn't think. Now, it was interesting to hear Jeff say that not only is it a feel-good thing that everybody kind of gets behind, but there's actually the numbers to show that this is a good business decision. Scott, when you're working with your clients, is that, like, especially if you're working with a tenant that's thinking of a building, is that something that is now something tenants are looking for, that LEED certification or that sustainability, promise from the building and the building owners?
It is, and it depends on who the tenant is, but there are a number of national companies that would adopt a LEED rating as one of their requirements, for example. Yes, it's something that people are asking for. I just put it that way.
Right. Now, Jeff, when you're building or thinking of building something new, is it almost now a LEED certification or shooting for LEED is almost just baked into the pie now? It's not something that you consider maybe doing or maybe not doing. It's almost like you're going to do it?
Yes, and 2 West Wing was that way, although we couldn't build it initially to have it qualify.
Right.
And as you know, the qualifications change each year.
Sure.
Most of our development work now is in new buildings outside of the trade show business is on our development side of the business, which is overseas in China.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to say it, but, in many ways, there are some of our Chinese partners that are very, very astute in this area and want to see their buildings meet these criteria. But unfortunately, I don't think the message is as broad and widely as accepted as it is becoming here in America.
Uh-huh. So, Lauren, is LEED, is that that's an international certification, or is that national only in America?
No, it's international. Mm-hmm.
And so as we look at being competitive internationally as a city where people would choose to live or start a business and work, it's something that, I mean, you can measure across the international landscape, mm-hmm. who is competing appropriately as far as sustainability goes.
Absolutely. And one of the things that if any of you have been to China, one of the things that they love the most is lights. And they light their buildings significantly, but I will say because of the amount of time a day they light their buildings, they're very concerned about that usage and about the wattage, and so they try to get as much bang for the buck as they can, even if it may cost them more up front. But it's all about, they're all competing to try to make their buildings stand out uniquely and differently.
Now, if a property owner wants to participate in this project, there's a lot of benefits that come from just raising your hand and saying, I would like to take a look at our current energy usage. For instance, they get a free energy assessment. Is that correct, Lauren? Can you expand on that?
Yes, that's correct. That's actually one of the larger incentives that we offer through the program. When you sign on, a team that's comprised of South Face and Georgia Power individuals will come in and do a high-level energy audit of your building and point out the different energy conservation measures that you can pursue to reach the 20% reduction.
Oh, so they come in at no charge?
Just correct.
By being part of this, you come in at no charge, then they do an assessment and plus tell you suggestions on how to... Wow, so that's like a pretty much a no-brainer then.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a no-brainer, right?
Yeah, as a business person, I mean, if an efficiency expert is going to come in.
Right, and, and audit your place and assess and tell you where you need to, what you need to do.
Absolutely.
So I would imagine you have a high percentage of people participating?
Yeah, we are going strong. We have, like she said, 32 million square feet signed up, and the assessment is definitely the draw. And there's other benefits as well. We do have a free education program. Mm-hmm. Anybody that's signed up can bring up to 5 people from their property team to come learn about things like new technologies in lighting or mechanical systems or even learn how to finance your project. And all of those events are free of charge for participants as well.
Is there anything that drills down to, like, the tenants of the buildings? Like, do you do things to, like, maybe coach them on how to, you know, maybe improve their recycling or things like that?
Absolutely. I think one of the major challenges with sustainability is multi-tenant buildings where you can't necessarily control what all your tenants are doing. So we do plan to have a tenant education seminar.
Mm-hmm. A lot of that depends on who's paying for the utilities as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? So
if the tenants are paying through the lease, they've got more incentive to implement some of these changes. If the landlords are paying the utilities, then maybe
it's harder
don't.
To get the tenant to engage and stay compliant.
We can help you renegotiate those leases.
Now, in terms of measuring the ROI of the investment in some of these projects, where are the metrics that people look? Obviously, there's, you know, just the energy bill, but are there other metrics that companies can point to and say, this is another reason why this was a smart investment for us?
Right. Is it like electricity and water consumption? Are those the two big ones?
Those are, yeah. And then there's also tenant retention. I think that a lot of tenants, as Scott said, are looking for LEED or green buildings. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to get higher occupancy, theoretically, through a sustainable building.
There's also a larger economic development story for the city as a whole. It's hard to lose conventions to another town when you don't have a recycling program at your convention hall, for example. So these sorts of things that we're talking about today have a real big impact just regionally on our ability to attract visitors, to attract conventions, right. and that sort of thing.
Do you see that, Jeff, in your business? That are they asking for that?
Yeah, I think it's been more the last couple of years, Lee, that they've really we just had a customer that signed on a very large square footage commitment over a long term, and they, at their own expense, put in these in this particular case, were very expensive light bulbs for their 13,000 square foot showroom, and it's actually going to be about 10% of the cost that it would have been if they had gone with the standard bulb that most of those customers are using. So we, to your point earlier, we are engaging and actually providing free, in many cases over the last 3 years, light bulbs that are more eco-friendly and economically friendly to the building to our customers. So you're seeing that both on the trade show side as well. It's a good question.
This is our time now for our Results Matter segment of the program, and we just are going to go back through to each of our guests and ask them to kind of summarize what they think is so most important about this particular issue and where we can go as listeners to find out more information about their organization's efforts in the sustainability initiative. So let's start with Ms. Lauren DeFort with Central Atlanta Progress. Lauren, why the results matter for you here?
Well, you know, the Better Buildings Challenge as a program has been in my experience, the strongest thing that we have started here in Atlanta around energy efficiency. And I think just the result of that is Atlanta is standing out as a leader around the country. And the fact that all of these property owners have so enthusiastically gotten involved in this program is the result that I think the mayor wants and that we want as Central Atlanta Progress and all the property owners want as well.
Excellent. Thank you. And where can we go for Central Atlanta Progress information?
For Central Atlanta Progress information, it's at www.atlantadowntown.com. And the Atlanta Better Buildings Challenge website is www.atlantabbc.com.
Terrific. Thank you. Next up, Jeffrey Portman with America Smart. Jeff, what are the important results that really matter to you on this issue?
Well, you know, this is our home, and this is we're a homegrown company that was founded in Atlanta, and there are not many of us left anymore. Cousins, I think, is here. But we're really focused on the community and what's in the best effort of the community. We want Atlanta to be viewed as a very progressive city that's committed to improving our environment, because we cannot any longer continue to use resources as if there is no end in sight. And I think if we can set a good example as a community, I think that will send a large message across this country and hopefully throughout the world, and we look forward to being a part of the community in that effort.
Well, you're certainly making a great impact, and it sounds like there's a lot more to come. Where can folks go to find more about America Smart and what you all are working on?
www.americasmart.com.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And next we've got Scott Hitch with Burr Foreman. What are the results that matter to you on this issue, Scott?
Well, the way that I always approach the legal services that we bring to clients is as a partner of the clients. And when our clients are successful, we're successful. I think the sustainability story is one that can help our clients be successful, both from an image perspective and on their bottom line. We've talked about the cost savings that can be gained by water and energy conservation. I'll close with this. If you've picked up the newspaper over the past decade or more, you know that Atlanta is the largest metropolitan region on the smallest watershed, the Chattahoochee, really in the country. And I believe that water resources are going to be the limiting factor for our growth and economic viability in the future. This initiative and others like it are the key, I think, to continuing economic growth in Atlanta for the foreseeable future. Water efficiency directly is a big part, but energy efficiency, you might not think of it, has a big impact on water use. We burn coal to make electricity. There's a lot of water that's used up in coal burning. So it all kind of holistically leads to a better result for the whole region. So that's what we're focused on in helping our clients navigate this whole concept, helping them not get sideways on it, and really focusing on the end goals.
Fantastic. And Burr Foreman can be found at?
We're in Atlantic Station and at www.burr.com.
Awesome. Yeah. Lee, what a great show. I've learned so much.
Yeah, this Atlanta Better Buildings Challenge is so important to the city, and we really encourage all building owners and managers of buildings to really get involved. There's, like Lauren and Jeff were saying earlier, this is kind of a no-brainer that to go through this assessment, you know, check out, see where you're at. I mean, get some, at the minimum, get a benchmark to see where you're at. So as you move forward, then you can you know, decide if you want to get more and more involved, but it becomes an issue that is really something everybody should participate in.
Right. I can't see why you wouldn't. Are there any downsides to participating in the Better Buildings Challenge, Lauren?
No.
Exactly.
And I would second that. Any discussion? Motion passes.
Exactly.
There you go. Well, thanks to our wonderful guests. It's been a great show. And this is Elizabeth Gordon. You're listening to Business Radio X. For my co-host, Lee Cantor, we'll talk to you next week.
This has been a joint production of Burr and Foreman and Business Radio X. Burr and Foreman is a full-service law firm with offices across the Southeast. If results matter to you and you want them to matter to your law firm, please give Burr and Foreman a call at 404-685-4337. For more information and to find the right attorney for you, visit burr.com. That's B-U-R-R.com.